I'm great, Sean. How are you?
Doing really good. Thanks for coming on the show again to hopefully keep our listeners out of being trapped by some sort of scam. Every once in a while, I'll swing onto Facebook and I go to our community page. And every once in a while, I'll notice these air duct people looking to maybe come by the neighborhood and do a bunch of houses for a great deal. It's a scam, isn't it?
Yes, unfortunately it is. I mean, there are some reputable air duct cleaning companies. We see these in the fall, too, with the furnace cleaning and that sort of thing. And these ads, I mean, I went to Lloydminster recently for a presentation, and I wanted to show the attendees at this event how common these scams were on buy and sell pages. So that day, I went on local buy and sell pages, and I think I found 8 in like a minute on the same buy and sell page. They're absolutely everywhere. Now, what you need to watch out for is reputable air duct cleaning, you know, companies do not really need to advertise with individual posts on Facebook. And if they're advertising, they're advertising as a company. It's not John Frank or Sally Smith posting that she's going to come over and clean your air ducts, right? Like, it would be a company, ABC Air Duct Cleaning, or whatever the company may be. It's not Sally. It's not Frank. And if you do a little checking, I like to personally do a little right-click on my laptop on the pictures and do a reverse image search. If you right-click with your mouse, you can do a reverse image search, and it will search Google for that image. Ooh. And it will show you all the places online where that image is. And you can often find yourself a little bit surprised at how often they reuse the same photo.
No kidding. See, I had no idea. Right-click. Okay. Got it. And I noticed the paving scam has made its way south in the southern part of our province.
Yeah, the paving scams, I mean, decades and decades this scam has been going on
forever.
Right across North America.
Yeah.
You bet. Absolutely. But Sean, so many people still have not heard of this scam.
Because they want a great deal, right? And let's be honest, when it comes to driveways, they're crazy expensive.
Yeah, paving is really, really expensive. And I think that's part of the issue, right? We do want a good deal. Some people have looked into it and priced it out. Now, they don't just target farms and acreages, although that's their preference. They will target small towns. They'll go into small communities. I've seen them target churches in Alberta, small businesses. So really anyone can be approached. It's a couple of fast talking salesmen, usually in a truck. Sometimes they have an Irish, Scottish, or English accent. Not always, though. They don't ask for payment up front. The issue is with the poor workmanship. So it's poor workmanship. You drive on it, it's heaving, there's grass growing through it, there's pieces of broken beer bottles in this material. I mean, it's just not good workmanship, and it is not good quality. They're digging up old paving material, reheating it, and putting it down on your yard.
No
or they're
kidding.
Going to local plants and picking up the garbage material that no reputable company would ever use.
The lengths they'll go to is, it's really astonishing.
It is. And they will, I mean, they hand out little business cards and they'll give you an invoice, and it usually just says Frank or Bob and has a cell phone number on it. If you do a little research, sometimes they even put the work in and will create a website. And some of these websites look half decent and can make you think that it's real. I had one that I looked into last year, but once you did a little quicker search on Google for the actual address of their company, weird, Sean, it was a UPS mailbox, not an actual address.
Oh my gosh. Wow. You got to be careful out there, and she's doing her best to help us all. Paving scams, air duct scams. Keep an eye out. Julie, where can we find you online?
You bet. You can visit my website, juliematthews.ca, or you can find me on Facebook, the Gram, and all the other social media accounts.
Well, on behalf of myself and our listeners, thank you for being you and keeping an eye out for us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on the show, Sean. Have a great day.